Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. More comments/questions, I don't know. First of all, really, just very quickly, I think maybe South Africa is a little bit further, depending on how you see it, and advanced to the Palestinian struggle. But I think if anything else, maybe a comment that I would make is, I hope that South Africa remains a reminder of how not to do it for Palestine. Don't you ever dare negotiate or even try and moralize immoral people. It's not going to happen. We are currently still suffering. My daughter is still suffering. My mother's harm, hurt, has never been acknowledged and will never be acknowledged. My grandmother's erasure, her full-on changing of a surname, I mean, right now, my surname's not even spelled the way that it's supposed to. That is erasure of identity, of being, of culture, of everything. Don't do it. It is not worth it. I'm sitting there and telling you, please, don't. Jeez, you know? Second thing, you know, we speak so much about how far we've come. I was listening to your comment how when you got off the plane, you heard this big boom, and you know, the anxiety that came, and everyone around giggled, and I giggled myself. And it's so sad because, quite honestly, if you were probably in Langa and you said that, people would be going, yeah, it's normal. It does mean war. Because to them, separated, if you are in a different crowd that is not of the racial elite, the class elite, I'm sitting here saying I'm of the black elite, the fact that I can't be here. But you said that you said to someone else, they are probably experiencing some sort of related trauma that is so connected to you, that it's sad in the current South African context. So my prayer to you is, learn from us. Don't do it. It's not worth it.